Thank you for joining us this Sunday afternoon, and God bless you. Father, we're so thankful for your wonderful love, and we're so thankful for the wonderful anointing that you've been pouring out of late. Lord, we thank you for another mighty move of your Holy Ghost. Thank you for touching Brother Freedom. Lord, there's not very many preachers out there that are giving out what they should give out, but we're thanking you for touching Brother Freedom today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come and see, I feel glorious. Boy, oh boy. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm just so happy. I am glad. I'm glad that the Lord extended my life just a little while, because I wanted to get a few good sermons in before I was taken out of it. And I thank God for that. I thank, because I was probably getting pretty poorly in myself up till here a couple of weeks ago. And I think the Lord is really instilling a call in my heart for Him, and He wants everyone to be ready, to be prepared for life itself. Every day is a challenge. Every day is walking in victory. Every day is receiving the promises, walking in what God's given you. Taking them, keeping them, and restoring them in your heart that you might have manifold blessing. With that, the Lord gave me a dream this week, and that dream sort of troubled me. It was terrible. It bothered me. And when I woke up, I was so, I didn't even know the world I was in hard. It was so bad. But then I started sensing. Spirit of God was letting me know that's what I seen. God wanted me to see it. It wasn't troublesome times. It's just different than that. It's like people was all lost. Nobody knew where they was headed. Nobody knew, had any understanding about tomorrow. And if you tried to help them, they were so afraid, so much fear that they shunned you. And fear was all over the whole valley. Fear was in the homes. Fear was in the cities. The fears was everywhere. And people were so out of where they should be. There's a word that the Lord wants me to use, but I just want to keep going because I think the Lord wants to instill how bad it was. It was like they'd lost all they had. They had nothing to look for. They lost sight of any livelihood. It's like they maybe couldn't even get another loaf of bread. I mean, it was serious. But there was turmoil. There was people not knowing. There was heartaches. But people was so afraid. It was like there were epidemics and things that they could not handle. They was afraid. And I thought I'm going to stop here for a second because I thought that's so much what's going to take place before the coming of the Lord. We're going to be in these situations and we have no hope. And we find ourselves, we don't have an answer. And we're living in we don't know what's going to take place in a very questionable condition. I believe that's what that all surmised up in the one. Everything was so questionable. You could not get an answer any place you were. So much confusion. The Bible says, well, there's confusion. There's every evil work. But that's what it was. Vast confusion. And see, the Lord is the only one that satisfies. But if you get to live and like the, when the Lord showed me this right too, in this, the people, how this happened, they were not satisfied. And when you're not satisfied, you can place it on if you go to church, your church, or whatever you want to go. But God is the only one that satisfies. If you leave Him out, there's going to be a time when this is what's going to come to pass. It's the end result of not being satisfied with God. Come on, you got to be satisfied with God today, or this will happen to you tomorrow. You've got to come into His presence with thanksgiving, serving Him, and speaking to His heart, because God is the answer for where we are. Our problems are too difficult for man. It's like Joseph, his brothers, and all people would have been living in a place of extreme starvation. But God, through a dream, the Pharaoh had his servant give the interpretation. They needed to store up for that day of starvation. And so they had the years of plenty and the barns are full. And when that time of starvation, all the things, that no rain, all the things that happened, they had an abundance of food. They had abundance. They had no lack at the end. But we're going back to us. We, is the same way, we need to plan for the event that we got to see. Any man has to be blind or lady has to be blind if they cannot see. We're in perilous times. If we have any education, we realize that our money is not going to be the same here 10 years from now as it is now. It's not here now like it was a year ago. A lot better a year ago. This last year we went down and we're going to go down this valley farther, faster and faster and faster. You can count my word because it's going to happen. So we must prepare ourselves for the help, and our help comes from the Lord. It doesn't come from man. It comes from God Himself through Jesus Christ. But this right now, we got to be recipients of God's insight, that hidden incorporated power that come into our hearts to let us know His will. Because the pathway before us is blind without the Lord. The pathway of the just is a shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. But the pathway of the not just goes off over the cliff. It says, the lost will even, they'll lose their way, they'll fall in the ditch. And we don't need to be in ditches, we need to be alive in the Lord. When you're in a ditch, you're sort of helpless. Have you ever seen a car or truck or something off in the ditch? They can't get out unless they get help. And they generally sit there. And then the wrong conditions, like snow and that, very, very bad conditions can happen to you. But we get to sit in the hazardous weather. And the same as life itself. We need to have God's intervention in His power and the anointing to help us in these hours we're going through. We might say it's religious. No, it's not religious. It's godly. It's God's power, what God wants for His people. He wants His people to be holy. But we got to remember that God is not going to be favor us, look on us, unless our lives are somewhat drawing toward Him. I don't know all the particulars, how far we can go in or out, but God is very, wants to bring us in to Him. And if we sit on the outer, God will be very lenient to some cases to bring us in to Him. If He sees that we're mean business, that our heart is right with Him, He's going to do great help to help us to expose Himself on us in a very powerful way that we might receive that great balance from heaven will help us through this life to walk in His victory. And Peter talks about grace and peace be multiplied unto you to the knowledge of God, of Jesus our Lord. Multiplied. Now God has got some, His nature talks about in this chapter, His nature, He multiplies it. So when you come to the Lord, you don't know if we could make it in layman's term like I am, but say like a truck can carry, say, 20,000 pounds. It can't go more than that, 100,000 pounds. But God's saying, like us, when we come to God with a wheelbarrow, but He can give us more manifold blessing. Multiply it. If you might give right now when you got it, it might only be a bushel. But that bushel will multiply in, it might, the prophet went and told the widow, says, if you want to live, give me a portion of your meal. Feed me and you'll live. That's where we are with God. God's going to take what He has. He's going to multiply it for this hour. Come as ye, His glory will help us to endure times. Greater is He that's in us than He is in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God hath not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. By God shall supply all of my needs according to His riches which are in glory. That's just the opposite of what you're going to have because you went the foolish way. You're like the foolish virgin. They're going to be like that dream I had. They're lost. They don't know what's going to happen. They're going to get sick. And God's the answer, even sickness. God can still heal. He can still save. He can still direct. He can move mightily. We must open our eyes because most of us are blinded. And God wants to get our eyes back open. It's like the little litters that used to have puppies and all these things. They're born blind. But pretty soon, their little eyes come open up. God says to my children, open your eyes and see, and I'll encamp around thee, welcome my blessing, where my spirit is, there is liberty. Seek me and ye shall surely find me. Call upon me while I'm near. God said, come to me, all you that are weary and heavy laden, and give you rest. The rest that we need in this last hour. God is a spirit, and his nature we need. That's what we need. If you're building something and you need a certain like you're going to have a foundry, going to make a machine, you got to get all these iron ore, all these things to make the parts. And this, for some people, wouldn't be hard, but some of us don't understand all that. But that's the way God is. We don't have to understand what God is if we just take, say, Lord, here am I don't know nothing. I receive you with an open heart this day. I don't really know anything. And God says, my child, that's all I want you to do anyway. If we decrease, God increases. We don't have to know. We don't have to know all the chemistry, what this is and this is. The Bible says we're not to even think about those things that pertain to these things because they're of no avail anyway. We're not to compare. We're to love God. We're to have that abounding power, that quality of being steadfast, unmovable, always abounding the work of the Lord, knowing that our labor is not in vain. Call unto me, and I'll answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. According to divine power, have given us unto all things of life and godliness, through the knowledge of him is called and the glory and virtue. What you need out there, nay, brother and sister, you need what God has for you. And what he has is something that will help you to become holy. You say, I don't want to be holy, but it's the quality that you need to go to heaven. And even need more than that, in these last hours, you're going to have it to be able to struggle through this last part of your journey. Without it, you're going to end up someplace that's not good. And you have to start taking God's mercy on you, a little bit of love, a little. And pretty soon you start putting on. It's like someone's been starving all their life. They're just here, skin and bones. They're just frail. They have no life. And that's what we get spiritual. We're real sickly. We can't even, we got a mind, but we're just in confusion. But God wants to start working your mind, and then he wants to start working your heart. He wants his glory and his nature being poured in your life. His love package. That love of God. Oh, I can do all things through Christ. The love. My love is the longest kind. Love bottom to death. Is not puffed. Love is the greatest part of God. But then there's other parts of that. That the envy leaves you. That jealousy leaves you. Those things that diminish your love. Your character of God. And God wants to forgive you that character, his character, and put him in, insert in you, that you'll be a vessel of praise, a vessel of honor, a vessel powered. Be strong in the Lord. Not weak, but we cannot do it in our own nature. Our own nature is defeated. Our own nature has no power. I told the old enemy just the other day, I said, get away. I don't want you around here. Get out of my house. Get out of my house. He wants to camp at your door. He wants to take your victory. He wants to take what you have in him. He wants to give you that lustful high. He wants to have you to hate things. He doesn't want you to love. He wants you to go walk in victory. He wants to walk, you to walk being away from God. Discouraged, like that dream. Confused. Disoriented. People were disoriented. They did not know. And that's why we get without God. Every day we're disoriented from, because you're made to serve God. Out there, you're made to serve one thing and to serve the living God. Until you can do that, you're disoriented. You don't know the way. You're just out here sort of floating around, and you think just because you've got a square meal, you're doing fine. But God will give you a good meal. You do better. You put closer. And I believe he'll supply you every day. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. We must realize we can't exhaust. We exhaust some of the things out of our life. We get to the bottom before we call upon God. God says, my child, come to me, and I'll lift you up. Call upon me, and I'll answer thee. Oh, my child, I wish to heal thee this day. Remember, I love thee. The enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal. But I have come to give you more abundant life. I've come to give you a home in heaven. I've come to give you a witness of my spirit upon you while you're here, that you might be a blessing, that you might walk in safety in my power. My angels I'll give over you to charge over, to keep thee in all thy ways. And they'll bear you up in their hands, lest you would even dash his foot against a stone. My people, look this day. Wretched, you say, you need nothing. But in my word says that wretched and blind. God sees us wretched and blind, poor. We've lost it. We're going to be in the mulling gloves, like they used to say. You're going to be in the past tense. But God wants to put you in the present tense. He wants you to be alive now and not dead. We're to be dead in this world. But many of us, we want to be live in the world. But that live is going to die out very soon, because there's nothing but badness is coming to help you. Those bad things come to help you, and that and beyond. When you think it's helped to you, it's actually making you worse. God's going to give you something to be an overtaker, an overcomer in Him. He'll take away that thorny spiel, that hellishness in your life. He'll bring you victory. He'll bring you pardon. He'll bring you a commitment to Him. He'll bring life everlasting. He'll bring peace like a mighty river. And you'll flood the glory times. But without it, you'll miss it. That glory time is here. It's available. Seek you this day, and God will find you. Come, my people, come. Look not to the west. Look not to the east, but look to the Lord thy God. Lift thy eyes to Him. What's come to thy help? God is coming soon. I praise you this God, the Father. I thank you. Oh, let your people see how that many are in confusion this day. Many of your churches are so confused, they don't even know what's up or down. Your pastors are so out of the picture. They need to be saved too. They need to be powered by the Holy from heaven. They need to be redeemable. And Father, without your love, we're not redeemable. We have to have that backing, like the federal government has to have that backing in Fort Knox, and us as God's people have to have the backing of the Holy Ghost in our back, that we might be a vessel. Without that backing, we will be consumed by the things of this world. We need the backing from God's Spirit. Father, I pray in Jesus' name, touch the spirit of your people. They need a new spirit within them. They need a new hope, a new direction. Father, grant, I pray that the Spirit of God to touch your people from heaven this day, bring healing. But most of all, to the Spirit, bring a spiritual healing in Jesus' name. Set them free, that they might be overtakers this day, and nothing be able to come against them. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, people. Pray that God will bless you in a heartful and a powerful way. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Amen.
And God bless all you wonderful listeners. And thank you, Father, for your presence in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.